ready?
Is my mic on?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
I'm not ready. I hope I didn't turn the mics on.
Hi, guys. It's 6 p.m. Friday.
I got a haircut.
Time for Shut Up
Weirdo. I did.
Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
We're both really excited to be here today.
Not
at all.
Let's get into this, though. We're privileged to be here.
It's true. We just don't have a topic, so that's a problem.
I'm going to do the phones. There. Done.
Hey, they're already laughing at us.
Why?
Well, let's see.
I didn't even say anything funny
Happy
yet.
Happy birthday, Michelle.
Ha ha.
I bet Frangry is 100% wasted. I'm not.
It is her birthday. Where's your drink?
Then Just Ted said it's Frangry, nothing less than 110%.
It's Frangry's birthday on Sunday, everyone.
But I'm not happy about it.
Well, it doesn't make it less your birthday just because you don't want it to
be. Yeah, it does, because I can just pretend like it's just a normal Sunday.
But it's still your birthday.
Not if I don't want it to be.
You cannot celebrate it, but there's no way it can just not
be
your birthday.
It just means the earth revolved around the sun one more year.
It means that you were put on this earth, and that is a beautiful thing.
I'm going to drink so hard.
Okay, then.
It's because I'm turning 35, and I'm like, oh, God. That's it.
I'm older than you.
I know, but you're prettier.
That's not true. Maybe it's true.
I got flowers, though.
You did get flowers.
I think they were from Mr. Johnny.
They were from Mr. Johnny.
Thanks, Mr. Johnny.
And you got another present, too, but we couldn't read the
signature.
Yeah, we
couldn't figure out who that was from.
If it was you, call and tell us.
Yeah, if it was you, whoever you are.
Mystery man.
The card looked like it said Sam, but then the return address was in Pennsylvania, and it looked like it had the initials TM. We really couldn't figure that one out.
It was a real mystery.
Yeah.
It's a real... I don't know. So what do we
need
to talk about?
Well, I wanted to do vanity license plates, but then I realized those are only funny when you read them.
That's not funny.
Because otherwise it'll be too hard because we'll have to write it all out.
I think I'm going
to
get a nosebleed.
Right now?
I mean, in the winter I get nosebleeds because it's so dry.
If you get a nosebleed, can I take a picture and Instagram it?
Yeah. You know, I used to date this guy who would get nosebleeds, and he could fill up a whole pint glass with blood. He would get them so bad.
Isn't that really bad?
Yeah, he had to get his nose cauterized. He said it really hurt, but I didn't believe him.
What does cauterized mean?
When they, like, solder your nose.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then he used to have to stick, like, Super Plus tampons up his nose to stop the bleeding. It was the same guy who had all the pee bottles in his room.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah. He was awesome.
Mr. Johnny, I'm very thankful for the flowers because honestly, it's the only gift I've gotten.
It's not your birthday yet.
I don't think I'm going to get any on Sunday.
Well, you're not seeing anyone on Sunday.
Yes, I am.
You're going out to dinner.
Yeah.
Where are you going to dinner?
I don't know yet. Somewhere fancy, like that I need reservations.
Fancy. What else can we talk about? Horrible birthdays? Is that a terrible
topic? No, that'll just make me more depressed. Should we talk about really awesome birthdays?
Wonderful birthdays? No.
What else could we do?
201. I just made a gross mouth noise.
201-209-9368. We're not sure what our topic is yet, but if anyone has any good ideas, we'll take those, because we're not feeling it today. Or at least
I'm going to get into it.
Am I bringing you down?
Yeah.
Should I pretend like I'm happy?
No.
No, but not like in the fake way.
If you can do it and really sell it, then yes. But if it's the fake way that creeps me out, then hell no.
But that was amazing that one time.
No, that was horrible. That was horrible. 201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo. And Frangry is laughing.
Robin's, I don't know if I can say this, though.
Say it.
I'll spell it. Can I spell it?
No. You can say the word and I'll bleep it.
I think it's okay.
You substitute the word.
Okay, hold on. I don't think I can say either of the two words that this license... Okay. So Robin says there was a good one on the Wikipedia vanity plate entry. I looked it up to see the number of characters allowed. That said, the other word for butt, the one I'm not allowed to say.
You can say that.
I can? No, I can call someone an asshole.
Oh.
I can't talk about the actual thing.
You can say the first part, right? Oh. But not the second part?
Oh, okay, so ass is the first part of the plate. This is really stupid. And the second part is what you call when a group of people all have sex together. You prompted me to say it, and then you bleeped me.
You know what pisses me off about that story? How come Vanity Plates gets a Wikipedia entry and we don't?
Because vanity plates are like an important part of life.
They're funny, but I don't think it's a funny radio topic.
It's not a funny radio topic.
What are other not funny radio topics?
Wait, that's really good. My other suggestion for tonight was, when's your birthday? What are your initials? Wait, that one was funny.
Mine was things you want to eat, but you can't eat, like toenails and...
like paper? Dirt. I sometimes want to eat paper, but I guess you could technically eat paper.
You could eat dirt.
And then the other one I always want to do is, what are you wearing? I've always wanted to do that
one. I've wanted to do that one, too.
But it seems, like, stupid.
Could be funny.
What's your middle name? These are all the ones I want to do, but they're so dumb.
What's your middle name?
Yeah. What are your initials? It's good.
Well, you could do that.
No, it's because it's not really good. It's only good because it's so... It's one of those...
You know why it's so good?
I feel better, by the way.
I'm glad.
Thanks.
One thing I think that's good about easy topics like that is it gives people who are like are scared to call with a real answer, who've always wanted to call, there's no way they can blow calling up and telling their initials.
You like it because it gives everyone an opportunity to be on the show.
Yeah.
Like, name a number between 1 and 1,000.
Yeah.
And whoever chooses the number... We have our topic.
What is it?
I'm going to choose a number
between... I'm thinking of a number.
Yeah. And they have to guess it. I'm going to write it down on a piece of paper.
Okay, I have a number.
No, I'm writing it down.
No, but I have a number.
No, but it's my birthday.
Okay, how about...
we both write it down, and then there's two numbers.
Okay.
But you'll know mine, and I'll know yours, too, right?
Okay, and then whoever guesses whoever's number first wins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Between what? 1 and 1,000?
Yeah.
Are we really doing this as our show topic?
1 in 100. 1 in 500.
Okay, 1 in 500.
Is that too many?
No, that's not too many. Come on, we can't make it too easy. This is an amazing t-shirt we're giving out here.
Here's mine.
Wait, I'm still thinking of mine.
Mine came to me right away.
That's so weird.
What's yours?
I can't think of one.
How can you not think of one?
I want it to be symbolic.
But you just said I was thinking of a number.
I was just saying that because I wanted to be the one to choose the number.
201-209-9368. We're thinking of a number.
It has to be between who and what?
You think 1 in 500, but I think that's too many. I think it should just be between 1 and 250 or something. Think of the average number of callers we get. Maybe 1 to 100.
The number I want to choose is above 500.
Is it 666?
No. Asshole.
Hey.
I'm allowed to say that, so I'll say it again. Asshole.
That wasn't an insult to you.
Yes, it was.
All right, fine.
Well, no, I'm going to pick one.
Hold on. Give me a minute.
Give me a minute.
I'm thinking of a number between obnoxious and retarded.
Okay.
What is it? Let me see.
It's just the number I wanted mixed up because I couldn't get the number I wanted.
Ooh, good one.
Thank you very much.
No.
All right, are we doing this?
Yeah.
Are we really doing this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what the first few calls are, though. I think they might be a different topic.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I would like to guess number 34.
No! Have a good one. This is fun. Hi, you're on the radio.
Anytime I get to tell someone no, I'm very happy.
This is the best day of my life. Hi, you're on the radio.
You know, as far as vanity plates, Quaker Bridge Road, Princeton, New Jersey, the dude had one, 91NCHES.
Yeah, this is an awful topic. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I'm going to guess 643.
It's between 1 and 500.
All right. So we're going to go with 240.
The comments board. Should I read those?
Are you allowed to say when people are in the ballpark?
Oh. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But you just did. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's going on, ladies?
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Frangry, happy birthday.
Thanks. I don't want to talk about it.
All right. I like to talk with you, though. Get some numbers. Now, is this, you have to get exactly on, or are you doing, like, price?
You got to be on the number, but
without going over.
Yeah, you have to have the number, but there's two of them, because Michelle chose one, and I chose one. I don't even remember.
Mine's so good.
I don't even remember what mine, I think
right
mine's
there.
Better.
No, mine's really good.
No, mine's better.
Mine's really good.
Can I change one digit in mine?
Yeah.
Never mind, I don't want to.
Okay, what's your number?
All right, I'm going to go with... go with 412.
Wrong.
Have a good one. Call us at 201-209-9368. We're going really highbrow tonight on Shut Up Weirdo. We picked a number. We each picked a number between 1 and 500. And whoever guesses the numbers, because there's two, wins a t-shirt or shirts if it's two people. Highbrow. Highbrow, people.
This is really intellectual stuff tonight.
This is like on the edge of your seat radio. Am I right?
I'm waiting here with bated breath. I'm excited.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, can I get the number?
Yep.
All right. Wait, what number are we guessing?
Between 1 and 500.
Okay, 369.
Wrong. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I guess number 69.
Wrong. Have a good one.
We're not that low, bro.
All right. Happy birthday, Frangry.
Thank you.
This one's fun because kids can play.
Kids can play all our shows. Hi, you're on the radio.
Only if you're a terrible parent.
All right. You got a pen?
Yes.
Number down. This is my guess. 732. 542. 1828. Now you have my number, and you guys win.
Right. Okay, bye. Hi, you're on the radio. Let's prank
right,
call him.
Yeah. Is it number one?
No. Have a good one.
Good guess, though.
Wait, Carmichael on the comments board says 91.1. There's no decimals.
Good guess, though.
Rare Snake says 119. Wrong. Hi, you're on the radio.
Is it 234?
No. Have a good one.
Okay, happy birthday.
Thanks. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, I'd like to guess the number, please.
Yes, what was your guess, sir?
Okay, the number is definitely 438.
You are incorrect, but we appreciate your phone call nonetheless.
Thank you so much.
Have a lovely evening, young man. Call us at 201-209-9368. We picked a number. We picked two numbers between 1 and 500, and you guys have to guess, and the winners get free T-shirt.
I think 1 in 500 is too hard.
No, it's not. Hi, you're on the radio.
14.
Wrong. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
How about 420?
No, but that's funny. Have a good one.
You too. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Do you think people really think they know it when they're calling?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Michelle's number is 420.
No. Have a good one. You think Michelle's a stoner?
She's not. I'm not.
No, she's not. You talk in the third person now, Michelle?
Because I'm so high.
All right, have a good one. Call us at 201-209-9368. Guess the number we wrote down on a piece of paper and win a free T-shirt. Welcome to WFMU. Hi, you're on the radio.
Is it 143?
It is not, my friend, but I appreciate your phone call. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I want to get some numbers.
All right, go.
486.
Wrong. Have a good one.
God dang it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Awesome. I love the radio.
Cool.
Us too.
Is it up to and including?
Yes.
32.
Wrong. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes. Do I get a hint at the number or just guess?
Just guess.
All right. It's 316.
No. No, have a good one. Should we give them a hint?
It's mean to pause a little bit.
Let's give them a hint.
Okay.
One of them is two digits, and one of them is three digits.
That's a good hint.
Thanks.
That narrows one of them down a
Yeah,
lot.
A lot. This is fun.
201-209-9368. We're thinking of a number.
Two numbers. Hi, you're on the radio.
I'd like to guess 72, please.
Wrong. Nope. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'm guessing the number is 8.
Wrong. Have a good one.
You do.
I really want someone to win.
Bennett says 35 is his guess.
Wrong.
But Frangri looks younger than that. Thanks, Bennett. I am going to be 35. You know, when I started this show, I was 29.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's so cute.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's a long time, huh? I've been doing this show longer than I've had any boyfriends. This is my longest relationship.
I think it's very successful.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. That really means a lot. Call us at 201-209-9368. Choose the number between 1 and 500 and win a free t-shirt.
It's like a carnival. We're carnies
it's
now.
It's amazing. Hi, you're on the radio.
I'll guess 42.
Wrong. Have a good one.
You too.
Do you think Ken is listening right now and thinking, I gotta take away their show next season?
I think he's like, how did they come up with this?
You think he's like, oh, these girls are geniuses.
Yeah.
Probably. Hi, you're on the radio.
All right, the number is 13.
Nope. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how you doing, girls? How about number 13?
No. No, sorry.
Oh, bye-bye.
Okay, have a good one. That was weird.
Tomorrow's 12, 13, 14.
Hi, you're on the radio.
How about 92?
Nope.
Hi, you're on the radio. My throat's hurting.
241.
Nope. Have a good one.
I will.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is choose the number that we wrote down on this piece of paper and win a free t-shirt. One of the numbers is two digits, and the other one is three digits. Michelle's is two digits.
It is, and it's such a good number.
Mine's better.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I think so.
How do you decide that?
It's just prettier. Hi, you're on the radio.
99.
Nope. Have a good one.
Someone guessed it?
Mr. Johnny said, is the number Frangri's weight 135?
That's not a lot.
Oh, it's not?
No.
I don't weigh 135.
That's like average for a woman.
Oh, okay. I'm not average.
I know. Everyone knows that. Don't worry. Everyone knows you're special.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, can I guess the number?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the number is 17.
Nope.
Oh, crap.
Have a good one. I love it when people say crap. Hi, you're on the radio.
Is it 231?
Nope. Have a good one.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Great topic tonight.
Thanks.
17?
Nope. Have a good one. You know, I'm surprised no one's been like, I want to guess both of them. That's what
right?
I would do. Idiots.
Because they can guess twice?
Yeah. I mean, I would like to guess Michelle's.
But what if someone guesses Michelle's and picks your number? What if someone says, okay, Michelle's is this?
They would still win.
They would still win?
Yeah.
Okay.
God, we're not, like, crazy. Jesus. My goodness. Idiots, though. I would be like, all right, well, then I'm guessing this one, too.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangri. Hi, Michelle. Happy birthday, Frangri.
Thanks.
I want to guess 42.
Nope.
Sorry.
Thanks, though.
Oh, you're welcome.
Carmichael says 409, like the cleaner. I love 409, by the way.
Really?
Hmm?
Like the smell? Or
I just love using it. I love the name of it.
You know what I love?
What?
That I wish I would have invented?
What?
The magic eraser.
I've never used it.
It's like heaven.
Is it the for the grout between their
it's
tiles?
It's for everything.
Should
it's
I get it?
The smallest sandpaper. That's the... It's like the finest grade sandpaper you can buy. So it cleans everything, but it doesn't ruin surfaces.
Should I get it?
Yeah, it's the best.
Maybe that's what I'll do on my birthday, clean the grout in my bathroom.
That sounds awesome.
Right? With a glass of wine and some music?
Romantic.
Oh, but I'll be alone. Is it so romantic?
You'll be with Mr. Clean, the magic eraser.
Okay, yeah. I'm not into bald dudes, though.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the radio.
How about 69?
No, someone already guessed that.
Have a good one. Mr. Johnny says, is the number Frangri's IQ 101?
Is that high or low for an IQ?
I think that's low. Me and my brother used to take IQ tests online when we were bored to fight. And we got and you know, they're like totally bogus tests. Every single one of them, we got the same scores. And he beat me by 6 points on every one.
Really? Just by one answer?
Is that one answer?
Probably.
I don't know. But all of them.
You had the internet growing up?
We were like, yeah, but no, I was like a late teenager by then.
I didn't have the internet until college.
I remember him being so happy he beat me every time. I was like, whatever, you just know more random facts. Like all the history ones, I didn't know any of those. 201-209-368. Mr. Johnny says, is the number Frangri's SAT score 502?
Why is that funny?
First of all, it's past 500. And second of all, it's like a really bad SAT score.
Did you nail the SATs with your math geniosity?
I mean, back then I thought it was good, but now I think it was a pretty bad score.
I'm chilling here.
Me too. I'm having a great night.
201.
Things really turned around.
Sorry. I'm glad to hear that. Someone guessed it?
No. 201-209-9368. We chose two numbers, wrote them down on a piece of paper, and the people who figure them out win free t-shirts. One of them is two digits, the other one is three digits, and you're listening to the world's greatest radio station, WFMU.
Well said.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the radio.
I got it.
What?
It's definitely 22.
Nope.
Ah.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, is your number 79?
Nope. Have a good one. Let's see. When we hit the 45 mark, we'll start saying hot or cold.
Okay.
Is that a good plan?
Yeah, I don't know if people are listening and taking notes, though.
Yeah, no one's taking notes, but...
What if people were taking
when
notes?
When we say hot, that person can hang up and call back.
Yeah, you can call back.
Hi, you're on the radio.
0.0.
Nope. Have a good one.
How about 65 for Michelle?
Nope.
Why 65? 333
for Frager?
Nope. That's three guesses, buddy.
You're out of here.
Right.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangri. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, oh, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny Muller.
Can I guess twice?
Yes.
All right, 88.
No.
305.
No.
All right.
So you were so close to mine.
Hey, you're not supposed to
I
say
got
that!
Excited.
You idiot!
Sorry. I got excited.
You just gave it away.
Oh, you gave now? Yeah, that's all right. I was close.
I got excited.
All right, Jenny Muller, have a good one.
Am I disqualified?
No, but don't you dare give mine away.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want with your number.
I thought I just saw a ghost.
You can do whatever I thought I saw one out there. It's the mail truck.
Oh, my God, that scared me. I thought I was a ghost.
Your number is yours, so whatever.
I take it back.
It's too late. Hi, you're on the radio.
I'd like to guess 123.
Nope.
No.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I don't want to guess. I just want to say you have a beautiful voice, and you're entertaining every single person in this car.
How many people are in the car?
Oh, no, so I want to guess 87.
Whoever just said that, did you just say 87?
Yeah.
That is the number, but we have a problem. Wait! Wait! Wait, we have a major problem.
Just ask him if he heard.
Right before he said that, someone on the comments board wrote 87. I am not kidding, look. So what do I do?
Wait, Do I get the T-shirt?
I don't know.
I get the T-shirt.
I don't know.
Did they hear Johnny Mueller's call?
I don't know, but either way, someone said it first. It was on the comments board. Comments board still counts.
All right. But no T-shirt.
Sorry, buddy.
You should still feel good.
But we, yeah, you did great. Oh, don't be so sad.
Don't be sad.
Oh, he.
I'm not mad. I'm just, you know, it hurts a little.
Oh, I know how you feel. I've been there.
You're still a winner.
All right.
We still love you guys.
You're a winner with no free T-shirt.
It's true.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one. Big Oak 1669 on the comments board has guessed Michelle's number.
Well, I feel bad I revealed it.
Well, you're an idiot. You better not do that with mine.
I'm not going to. I don't even remember yours.
Good. It was 87. So now you guys know that the second number is three digits. And that's all we're saying until the 45 mark.
Mom's the word.
Wait, what happens if they guess my number and then we have a show to fill? We didn't think about that fatal flaw.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Robin says, commenters unite.
He really said it before the guy on the phone?
As the guy was talking, this guy said it.
So if that guy would have not stopped to compliment the show, the guy in the car would have won.
Yes.
That's sad.
It's the way the world works, I guess. It's
unfair. This world is unfair.
Everything's about timing, my friend.
You're right.
Everything.
You're right. You're right. And now I'm going to cry. Now's the part of the show where I cry.
201-209-9368. We have a three-digit number. It's obviously between 100 and 500 that you need to guess to win a free T-shirt. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, we still got some numbers here?
Yes.
All right, the second number is 307.
Nope. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
How about 86, 87, or 89?
They already guessed Michelle's was 87.
Oh, no.
Sorry, buddy. Have a good one.
I got too excited.
Hi, you're on the radio.
404.
Nope. Have a good one.
But can I get a T-shirt?
Absolutely not, and I hate it when people ask for T-shirts. Marcel says, you'd think I'd be annoyed about rushing home to listen to a show about guessing numbers, but I'm loving it.
I love Marcel. He's awesome.
He's a hot wife. Yeah. 201-209-9368. There's a three-digit number on the line here, and someone needs to guess it. It's between 100 and 500, and you'll win a free T-shirt.
It's going to feel so good when
this is the best show we ever did. Hi, you're on the radio.
131.
No.
Good guesses, though.
Great guess. Have a good one. That was so cute. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'd like to guess a number.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, go Army, beat Navy. And second of all, 215.
Nope. Have a good one. No idea what that guy said. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, can I guess another number?
Yes, you can.
Oh, thank you. I would like to guess 369.
You're wrong. Have a good one.
What did he say?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, that was not fair. The guy on the phone should get a T-shirt before.
He said it second.
I kind of agree.
On the message board, you can type in whatever you want, and it's very hard to get through to you guys when it's busy.
That's too bad. That's life.
I almost agree with
this. My guess is 427.
You're wrong. Have a good one.
Keep trying.
Bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I'd like to guess the three-digit number.
Yeah, go ahead.
333?
Nope. Have a good one.
You guys are great.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the radio.
409.
Nope. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
447.
Nope. Have a good one.
Someone got it?
Mr. Johnny says, is Frangry's number her measurements for the swimsuit competition?
Ooh, sexy.
I don't have a three-digit measurement.
Oh. I don't understand how those measurements work.
They're not three digits for any human being ever. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine.
I feel like I'm getting
I'm about 429.
Nope. Have a good one.
Are you going to narrow it down?
Once we get to 45 mark.
What are you going to do?
Wait, Carmichael has a good joke. 404, topic not found. Into it.
Internet jokes are funny.
Now they want to know my measurements. Guess, Mr. Johnny.
Better do you know them?
And you better watch yourself. Yeah, I know them, generally speaking. Hi, you're on the radio.
How about 250?
Nope, have a good one.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Can I get the number?
Yeah, what do you think it is?
315?
Nope, have a good one.
Is that guy listening to drone?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's up?
Hey, you're on the radio. What's your number guess?
248. But I could probably guess your measurements.
All right, go.
34.
Yes.
28.
Nope.
I got the first number?
You got 34. 28's wrong.
34, 32.
32?
You think my waist is 32 inches?
Well, I'm not going to go down.
Yeah,
why?
It's down, buddy.
You're at 34 plus and at less than 28 waist.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
That's how people are built.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Back to the drawing
board. Okay, 34, 24.
Nope.
This is
34, weird. 26.
Yes.
Oh, 34, 26. 36.
Whoa. Is that right?
That's right.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
That was pretty impressive,
with
mister.
With some coaching.
Yeah, you need a little coaching. So, no, you don't get a freaking...
T-shirt?
No, that's not the game tonight. We're not guessing how fat I am.
Those aren't...
But I guess
or skinny, or whatever. All right.
Right.
Nope,
that's
have
right.
A good one.
Wow.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, is it 362?
It is not. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on... Okay. You know why I like these shows? Because I just like hanging up on everyone. 201.
It's big of you.
209-9368. Tonight's topic is choose the number between 100 and 500. Someone already guessed Michelle's. Mine is left. Mine is three digits.
I'm mad at myself for giving away the clue.
Yeah, that was silly.
I got so excited.
You can either call us or you could go to the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist link. And as someone so wisely pointed out, you get your answer into the pool faster that way. Sadly.
Are true. You keeping up on there, though?
I'm looking, but I might have missed it if someone said it. I won't lie. But if someone calls and says
you know
it,
if someone says it.
They'll tell me.
On the comments, yeah. Or someone else is going to freak out.
No, well, they'll tell me someone already said it, and then I'll...
Marcel said it at 6:02.
Yeah, and then I can just check, so I'm not worried about it. But that'll be hilarious.
Comments, please.
If the whole show, someone's trying to guess it, and someone guessed it already like 40 minutes ago. Kind of hope that happens.
Me too. Are you sniffling? Why, you're allergic?
To you? No, I'm just sniffly. Because I've been crying so much.
I really think I'm getting a nosebleed.
I don't see any blood.
The worst.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, we'll go with 497.
Nope, have a good one. Robin says 300, Frangry's favorite film.
Ouch. What's 300?
It's like some awful movie with like, I tried to watch it once and I was like, I cannot. Who's in it? That ugly guy. He's all puffy face and he looks like an alcoholic.
There's lots of those guys out there.
Gerard Butler? Is that his name?
Mm. Does he have a puffy face?
Yeah, it's like all round. He looks like a total alky.
Hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I want to guess a number. I think it's 444.
Wrong! Have a good one. I like his enthusiasm.
Yeah, he was psyched.
Hi, you're on the radio.
399.
Nope, have a good one.
I like that you have to keep checking your piece of paper.
I don't remember it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I just have to say this is like the worst show I've ever heard.
No way, it's so much fun.
I love you guys, but this is so painful.
No, this is so good. We're going to start giving hints in 5 minutes.
But it's my birthday, and
now I'm cranky, and I was happy once I got in the car.
Well, I'm sorry. You can turn it off, you know?
No way. No, you can't turn it off.
Makes me laugh.
Exactly. That's all that matters, young lady.
All right. I'm
happy birthday.
Neither are we.
Bye.
She didn't even guess.
You're on the radio. She said bye-bye.
Hey,
she didn't guess.
Next time somebody asks you guys for a t-shirt, you should make them send you a t-shirt.
Seriously, that is so annoying, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Now you send me a t-shirt.
Nope.
123.
Nope. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, what do you think the number is?
Is it 310?
It is not. Have a good one.
5 minutes till you give away a clue.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, yes. I would like to guess a number.
Go.
Okay.
The 173rd?
No. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, happy birthday, Fran Green.
Hi, thank you, Danny D.
Hello.
Now, is today your birthday proper?
No, it's Sunday.
Oh, it's Sunday coming up?
Yeah, the 14th.
The 14th. I don't know why I was messing that up. Okay. Let's see. That screws up my idea for a guess. I'm going to guess. What's 12 times 14? 168.
12. No, it's actually 48, but okay. Wait, times 14?
12 times 14.
That's too hard for me. I'm too old to remember math.
I just don't care.
Anyway, that's not it.
I was trying some clever version of 12 and 14.
Oh, no, I'm not that smart.
We didn't do anything clever.
I just picked someone I like's birthday and then jumbled the numbers.
Did you?
Yeah.
Whose?
I'm not going to say. It's a secret.
Oh, dang it. I would have guessed my birthday jumbled up then.
All right, have a good one.
306. Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, you're on the radio, 222, yo.
No, but thank you for calling. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I want to guess 440.
I like that you really had to think about
it. People keep guessing 440.
They do?
You said the radio, the birthday thing, and I was like, crap, 440 is not going to work.
No, yeah.
It's not birthday related.
It's not my birthday related.
Right, but it's a birthday, so something like
Well, 40. No, it's not actually really. Not. No, it's not. I wanted to pick a number above 500, but it didn't fit, so I just jumbled the numbers. So technically, it's not a birthday.
A number above 500, that's within...
So that gives you a clue that one of the numbers is over 5. There you go. There's a clue number one, guys.
Oh, that's a clue.
Clue number one.
One of the numbers is over 5.
Yes.
That's not helpful.
That's totally helpful. All right, have a good one.
I think you need to give a clue.
I will. I just did.
I just can't wait.
In 5 minutes, I'll give another clue. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Fran Gray's favorite band, 311.
Right? Oh, my God, I wish.
I wish,
so
too.
Good.
That would have been awesome.
I wish that was my favorite band.
Me too.
They're pretty great.
Yeah.
You should really check them out.
That would be so amazing.
They're legends.
Reggae rap band I know.
Oh, that was good. What's your name, buddy?
My name's Nico.
All right, Nico. That was funny. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, bye. Black
Have
Lives Matter.
Have a good one. What do you say?
Black Lives Matter.
Oh, they do. Indeed. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I'm an extra large. Do you have extra larges?
We do have extra. We have good shirts in extra large, actually.
Blue's my favorite.
Actually, we have black, but okay.
Should I give you my address? Because I'm pretty sure
Well, let's hear it first.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's 381.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Sorry.
Man.
Good try, though.
Have a good one.
All right.
One of the numbers is above 5.
Okay.
The other two are not.
Okay.
That's a good hint.
Is it?
No, it's not?
I don't know. Did someone get it?
Nope. 201-209-9368. Choose the number. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, before I give you my number that I'm going to get, I'd like to say there's 7 guys crammed in this car on a road trip that are really enjoying this show. We're damn determined to find out what number this is, and all of us are calling right now.
That makes me so happy.
One of the guys in this car already guessed one of the numbers. He didn't give him a t-shirt.
I'm sorry.
He guessed your size. He didn't give him a t-shirt.
Oh, that was pretty good, actually.
Your trip sounds so fun.
Maybe we'll send you guys one t-shirt, but you all have to fight over it.
Where are you guys going?
We are heading to Baltimore, actually.
For what?
Ew.
For the Army-Navy game.
Oh.
I don't know what that means. Is that a football thing?
Game, right?
Yes, it's a football game.
Oh, cool. So what's your guess?
My guess is 479.
Wrong.
I really want one of you guys to win so
Me
that
too.
You can all
I
fight
really
each other about it.
Okay, should I give another hint or
yeah,
is it too
Yeah, give
soon?
Another hint. Give another hint.
The last number is above 5.
Okay?
Watch that one more time. Everybody in this car is yelling.
The last number is above 5.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
We'll keep
Have
going.
A good one.
Good luck, guys.
This is so fun. I hope one of them wins.
I love it that they're all on a road trip together listening. That's so fun.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, wait. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think the number is? The
what
last.
What was the last number you said?
I'll give you a hint then. Okay, so the hints I've given so far are, it's 3 digits long.
Mm-hmm.
The last digit is above 5,
oh.
And the other two are not.
317.
No. Have a good one.
You know what, Frank Rainey?
What?
I think it's pretty cool that your boob size is the same as your age right now.
I'm actually, well, right now until Sunday, yes.
So when you turn 35, maybe your breasts will get a little bigger.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully.
When you're 70, imagine.
Oh, my goodness. Actually, that's not your boob
that's
size.
That's not the cup size.
That's
it's
the size
your
of your
cage
back.
Size.
But okay,
you're
thanks.
Splitting hairs.
Have a good one.
You're splitting hairs.
No, actually, there's a big difference. You can find a girl who's size 36A. That's just a large girl with no boobies. Nobody wants that.
36 isn't that big.
No, it's not. But I'm saying that the number is not boob size.
Right. I know that. I'm a woman.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Is it 329?
It is not.
Good guess,
Damn.
Though. Keep trying.
Have a good one.
You too.
Okay, at the 50 mark, I'm going to give a really good clue.
Okay, okay.
I might
You're going to give the range?
I might give a digit away. Oh, should I give the range?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give the
you
range.
You can give the range now.
Oh, wait, so many just happened that I have to go back and look.
No. Why don't you give the range now? Why don't you give the range now?
No.
It's already 646.
Relax, Michelle.
No, because what if no one wins?
Someone will win. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is a 7-man car seat number 4. I'd like to guess 127.
Wrong. Have a good
Thank
one.
You, Colin.
Have a great trip.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'd like to guess a number.
Go ahead.
Well, first I'd like to tell you that I'm in that 7-man car on the way to Baltimore.
Okay.
Second, my number is 219.
No. Have a good
Damn
one.
Me.
I love that.
I love that car.
I want to be in that car.
No, we don't.
Yes.
One more time. Get low. Get low. Get
What's
low.
Happening right now?
I don't know. What's your guess, bro?
349.
No. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Is it the amount of money you have in your bank account right now?
No, I have more than $500 in my bank.
Jesus.
There you go. All right.
So at least I got that going for me.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
All right, have a good one.
Hey, I didn't guess.
Oh, go, what?
227.
No, have a good one.
Give the range. There's
no, the range will totally give it away. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'm pretty sure, 316?
Nope.
316.
Have a good
you
one.
Sure?
Hi, you're on the radio.
No one's going to win.
I'm with Madman, and we say 237.
Wrong, have a good one.
Who's that with Madman?
Here's another clue.
another clue.
What's the clue I already gave? That the last digit is above 5.
Above 5. And the two other digits are not.
How many more?
Give a range.
I'm doing the mathematical probability of someone guessing when I give this clue out. How many more phone calls do you think we'll get in the next 10 minutes?
20. I think you have to give a really good clue.
I'm not giving the range. That'll give it away.
I don't think that'll give it away.
Yeah, it will, because I already said the other two numbers are 5 or below, and if I give the range, I give away the whole number.
Not really. Only if people are paying attention. So what's the clue?
Hold on, I'm doing the...
Ring, ring.
Couple more.
Wasting
couple more.
Time.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, anybody guess the number yet?
Go. Nope.
Is it 128?
It is not.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
328.
No, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, before I give my number, this is seat number 7 of the 7-man car.
Seat 7.
Oops, I hung up on him by mistake.
Oh, no, seat 7, call back.
Seat 7, call back right now. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Chris. I'm with Madman 146.
No, have a good one.
Madman has an entourage tonight.
Hi, you're on the radio.
All right, I want to guess 237.
No, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
307.
No, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is seat number 4. We want to know the range.
You can't make demands.
We would
tell seat 7, like, sorry we hung up on him. I think the range is fair.
I'm not giving the range. One of the numbers. No, I can't do that. Huh. Hold on, I'm trying to think of a way to give a clue that doesn't give it away and leave, like, two options left.
I mean,
it's not that easy.
When you say the last number is the only one above 5, that pretty much only cuts it down to 449.
Yeah.
So it's not much of a hint.
It's not a real clue.
It's a total clue.
Okay.
The range will give it away.
Give a range of more than 100 numbers, then.
Okay, fine. It okay, is between...
Write this down. It's between
250 and 500.
Between 250 and 500.
Yep.
Okay. All right, what's the guess?
Do you want to guess?
Wait, it can't be between 250 and 500 because the last number is the only one that's above 5.
Yeah. Dummy.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
so
okay.
Four, what? What's the guess?
Come on, guys.
447.
No, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Is it 358?
It is. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is seat number 7. You hung up on me.
Yeah,
sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to.
Oh, that's okay. I forgive you. Thank you for the hint, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Yes, my guess is 349.
No. Have a good one.
No one's going to guess. There's only 9 minutes left. Not even 9 minutes
left. I bet you anything someone guessed like 10 minutes
into
the show.
Can you do a command F and find?
Ooh, I think I can. Can I?
It's control F on a PC or something, right?
Thanks, I got it. Nope.
You need to give a bigger clue. Honestly, we don't have very much.
It's between 250 and 500.
Okay. And only...
The last number is 8.
Okay.
Is that a good clue?
No.
Come on!
Give a range. There's no time left.
You need to chill. Hi, you're on the radio.
If no one wins, I'm going to be so depressed.
I'll start doing hot cold.
I'd like to guess 326.
You're cold. I mean, it's not like there's that much of a range, so I'll say that's cold.
Ooh, okay.
All right, have a good one.
How about if you start doing, you're over?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. All right. First, I just want to say that it was totally bogus that you guys didn't let that other guy who gets
okay.
the first number
you're in the car too.
Win. And secondly, 236.
You're warmer.
All right. Awesome.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, God.
Hi. I would like to guess a number.
Go.
Is it 419?
You're cold. Have a good one.
I'm a mess.
Hi, you're on the radio. You know the number.
418.
What is it?
418.
Cold. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'd like to guess a number.
Go ahead.
258.
You got it, buddy.
I got it?
You got it, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it's the car.
Are you in the car?
I am in the car. This is seat number 5.
Yeah!
But I'm definitely getting this shirt. And the
sizing. Oh my god, I'm so happy. What's your name, buddy?
You get to brag all weekend.
Okay, my name is Payne.
Payne?
You're going to be sending the...
Wait, no, you can email it to me.
Email.
Don't say your address on the air. You can email it to me.
Okay, my email, okay.
Yeah, No.
You have to email us.
You have to listen to me.
Listen.
I know you're very excited about winning the Oscar, but just listen.
Really
just listen.
Calm down.
Email me your mailing address and t-shirt size to my mail.
Wait, can you just donate it to Walter Reed Hospital?
randomly a t-shirt?
Would they want... Well, can we do that?
I don't know. We looked at each other like, can we?
We could do that.
I guess.
Hey, give it to a wounded vet.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's nice.
But will you still send me your email, your mailing address and t-shirt size to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org?
What is that?
Shut Up Weirdo. That's the name of the show you're listening to.
Shut Up Weirdo.
At WFMU. That's the station ID. .org.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a great trip. Now you can brag to all your friends.
Yeah,
all
they're all losers, and you're a winner.
Have a good night.
You too.
That was exciting.
I can't believe he got it in the last minute.
Well, we have 5 minutes.
Well, we have less than that.
Hi, you're on the radio. I'm sorry you lost.
Yeah, but what was the answer?
258.
258?
Yes.
Damn it, I was right. All right, bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hola.
Hi, you lost already. Someone won.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. You lost.
What was the number? It was
258.
I was going to guess 258.
Oh,
my God. Oh, man.
What's going on with this word? Oh, I was having a day, and I knew it was 258. I was trying to get in touch with you guys, and it just wasn't working out.
Sorry, buddy.
Man.
Oh.
Next right. time.
Have a great night, guys.
You too.
Have a good one.
That was fun. That was a great birthday show.
Okay, someone's trying to say Karen guessed it first.
Uh-oh. Did she?
I don't know. Prove it to me, Mr. Johnny. it's not 268, guys. It's 258.
Yeah.
258.
Yeah.
So if someone on the comments board guessed it first, tell me what time, and I'll go back and look.
We'll check the time code.
Hey, you're on the radio. Hello? Hi, you're on the radio.
So I can guess that your friend's birthday is August the 25th, no?
It is. Very well done, my friend.
Excellent. I have good powers of deduction.
Yeah, that was pretty much the only birthday it could have been. Or it could have been what? No, that's it, really.
Nothing.
No, it could have been May 28th.
Oh.
Ah.
Crap.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Cumpleaños feliz.
Thanks, Orlando.
Yes, indeed. A couple of things. First of all, a few weeks back, there was the 800 number topic,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to bypass, you know, hot babe, hot girl, you know, lust, and all those things, and say the obvious one, the one that will be dear to Michelle's heart, food bed. 1-800 food bed.
That was 2 weeks ago, Orlando. We can't do old topics.
On. I hung up. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is one of the guys in the 7-man car.
Yeah.
How much time do you guys have left on the air?
A couple minutes.
2 minutes, not even.
Oh, man, we're going to propose a new topic for you, too.
What was it?
We wanted to hear about your awkward hookups.
We can't talk about that on the air.
There's not a 48-hour show.
And we can't talk about dirty stuff. Number one, there's not enough time. And number two, we can't talk about dirty stuff.
Oh, that's too bad.
All right, have a good one.
Hey, my buddy wants their email address again. It was Shut Up Weirdo. What was the address at the end?
WFMU.org.
ORG, thank you very much.
Ooh, look.
Have a good one.
Robin guessed it at 6:52.
Our Robin?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but I don't know what time those guys called.
Around 6:52.
So I guess I'll have to go back and listen and see who did
it first.
She
has every shirt.
But Robin, obviously, if you said it first, we'll give you the shirt.
We have to give the guy the shirt, too.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, all right, we got to go.
We're donating it anyway. Yeah. All right, thanks, guys. It's all you now.
All right, you're listening to, first of all, happy birthday, Frangry.
Thank you.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
We're super famous radio personalities. My name is Frank.
We're just two girls who like to have a good time.
On a Friday night.
No indictment in the death of Eric Garner. A grand jury in New York City has decided not to charge a white New York City police officer in the death of an unarmed African American man.
Police used tear gas. Took to the streets, some of them breaking windows and setting fires. Police used tear gas. And later made it onto a freeway and actually blocked traffic.
The coroner called it homicide. The guy's not acting threatening, and we know that, not through witness testimony, unreliable bystanders, but because we are watching it. Someone taped it. In the Staten Island. And yet the outcome is exactly the same. No crime, no trial, all harm, no foul. No crime, no trial, all harm, no foul. No crime, no trial, all harm, no foul. No foul, no foul. No crime, no trial, all harm, no foul. No crime, no trial, all harm, no foul. No foul.
Police used tear gas. Took to the streets, some of them breaking windows and setting fires. Police used tear gas.
Don't you think that we obviously deserve a standing ovation? Don't you think we obviously solemnly swear not to follow the rules given living? Don't you think that we know what we're doing? During the time, reserve a thought of cheer, full of a pure thought. Don't you think that we know what we're doing? During the time, reserve a thought of cheer, full of a pure thought. Don't you think that we.
Have you ever been in a situation where you know it's now or never? You gotta make a move, improve, a groove is an endeavor. Jumping and talking about this, crumbling, scrumbling, pulling in the verse. I'm on a meanie, dreaming a fiendy, to sever. Scandalous, give me meaning, whatever, see me clever. I'm so glad we had this time together.
We obviously deserve a standing ovation, don't you think?
Hello, have you ever looked on the other side? Hello, who did you see? Who did you talk to? Hello, what did they Facebook like? Hello, hello. Are you even aware? Are you even prepared? Hello? Are you afraid of something? Hello? Do you have a problem of some sort? Hello? Who are you? Are you going to sleep?
Never! We honestly solemnly swear not to abide by the rules given living, don't you think that?
Many believe in the miracle, many believe in the spirit of wow! Many believe in the little is laying the wind will soon unfurl. I do not live in some religious microcosm, crumbs and asteroids, and document the velocities and back and blow with such velocity, twirled in belts, curled in temples and citadels. I show your heads in pearls, I devour the dead, no hurl.
Hello, we know we're doing the time as ever for the cheer.
No quickies back, yeah, mind you, pulling our mind jackbacks. Bust the temple, let them fill his brain and braille, black packs, crack. Please make this simple for me, ease back, or get smacked, back. 175 million, 273, body parts lay on our brown, paper sack, back. Violence similar to cemetery, vulgarity makes you woohoo. You don't remember, you hypochondriac, backtrack, back, black, world.
Full of a pure thought. Cheer, applaud, observe, time during, doing what we think you don't, living, giving, rules abide to swear, solemnly, honestly, standing, deserves a pure thought, pure, cheer, applaud, observe, time during, doing what we think you don't, living, giving, rules abide to swear, solemnly, honestly, standing, deserves a pure thought.
We are the party.
happen to the beat? I suffer the trip and I'm over the earth and I'm worthless. I slam.
Dance.
Heard the coke pressure started peeing in my pants. I
glass.
Out of hip hop, deep blue to beg a beat, beat, beat. Till the break of big feet, people take the feet up. Keep your pants off, remember the dance off. I'm rocking the ass off. Break.
Shake your. Dreadlock block festival, I disco like Crisco and undigestible vegetables pop. Morning to the break of dawn and morning in the morning, yawning like an over in the parking lot. Hold on, smooth talk. Crashing at the beginning, crashing at the end. And if your boots start setting up, the fellowship will check your chin. The fellowship will check your chin. The fellowship will check your chin. And you don't stop and get on.
And you won't stop.
Can't test us. And in the big corner is heavyweight. Step foot, call you great. And my name is Cockney O'Dyer, and I first come.